Welcome to The Motivated Mind, where I challenge you to expand your perspective on how to achieve a successful life through motivational lessons, reflections, and interviews with other motivated minds. Welcome back to The Motivated Mind, a top 100 health podcast, thanks to each of you. This is episode 405, and I'm your host, Scott Lynch. If I brought you any value, please be sure to leave a review, hit that subscribe or follow button, and please be sure to share the podcast. Thanks for making The Motivated Mind part of your story. Having spent over a decade in the cannabis industry, I've witnessed many consumers, myself included, grappling with the overwhelming abundance of options and information available, especially when it comes to navigating the thousands of cannabis strains. It's like navigating a maze. And driven by this challenge, my team and I embarked on a journey 4 years ago to change this narrative. Our goal was to provide consumers with the data and education necessary to make informed decisions, enhance their cannabis experience, and ultimately improve their lives. Today, I'm grateful and happy to announce that we've launched HashDash, the world's first personalized cannabis matching platform that leverages over 637,000 cannabis strain data points to match you with your favorite cannabis that aligns with your unique preferences. Our platform centers around three key pillars: matching, community, and education. All three are aligned with our mission of empowering cannabis enthusiasts and newcomers alike, transforming confusion into clarity in the vast world of cannabis consumption. Say goodbye to the guesswork. Discover, learn, and elevate your cannabis experience with HashDash. Sign up for free at HashDash.com and find your cannabis match. That's HashDash.com. The most addictive drug in the world isn't cocaine, sugar, or fentanyl. This drug is so addictive that 85% of people have fallen victim to it. It's impacted a majority of people's brain circuitry and behaviors, causing a shortcut to reward that, when repeated, changes the way we process information. So, what is it? It's comfort. Comfort is the most seductive thing in existence. It lulls us into a false sense of security, numbing us to our full potential and making us forget about our dreams. But that's not even the worst part. Falling into the comfort trap is never sudden. It's a slow, suffocating process. We can wallow ignorantly in it for years. It's fairly easy to get our lives to a state where we feel comfortable. Time passes before we realize we've settled for a life that's not terrible, but not great either, where life is just passable. Comfort is never free because it comes at the cost of who we could be. Terry Crews does a terrific job of describing this, saying, "The comfort zone is dangerous. When you are comfortable, you are at the most danger. The comfort zone is somewhere you should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied. Did anybody ever tell you, look, you know what? Just be satisfied with what you got. Don't believe them. Get away from them. You should never be satisfied with what you got, because the attempt to get more makes you into something better all the time." So, how do we overcome the most addictive drug known to man. Number one, push your boundaries. Comfort lulls us into a state of complacency. And to break free from comfort's trap, we need to challenge our routines. We need to find the edge of our day-to-day and stretch past them. Because the edges of our day are plowed by comfort. And when the snowbanks of comfort get tall enough, we accept the road we're on. We accept where we are. We accept our position in life. We accept the limited view we have from our current vantage point. Sure, consistency has its place, but growth, it demands more. It requires stepping into the unknown. It requires pushing our snowbanks further and further. It requires pushing beyond the familiar. Number two, practice deliberate discomfort. We are constantly pulled in by the strong magnet of comfort. We wake up, there's an overcast, it's dark, it's cold outside, it's wet, the bed is warm, it's cozy, your spouse says stay in bed, you got work later in the day, you're slightly hungover, you're sore, you have a long week ahead. We've got a laundry list of problems. The greatest rewards come from pushing our limits, not the outcome itself. We need to rewire our brains to crave the strain. And how do we do that? By regularly choosing the hard path, by taking on daunting projects, by learning complex new skills, by facing our fears head on. Our brains are wired to enjoy hard things. Effort generates dopamine, not outcomes. We need to reframe discomfort as a gift. Tackling tough projects and complex hobbies literally grows our brains. So, crave the strain. Relish it. Let it sculpt you into someone new. Number three, befriend fear. You're not afraid of failing. Do you know what you're truly afraid of? You're afraid of what other people will think of you if you fail. But if you're afraid of that, imagine what they think of you when you aren't even trying. Oh, wait, that's right. They aren't. Think about it. If you were able to fail in complete quiet, in complete isolation, you would take the leap. You'd take a stab at your dreams. You'd make that leap you've been contemplating for years. But because we don't fail in complete quiet, in complete isolation, we fear how failure will look amongst our peers. But here's the truth. They're so busy worrying about the same thing that they're not paying attention. They don't care whether you fail or succeed. So, if we befriend fear, whether it's the fear of failure, change, or rejection, staring fear down diminishes its power. We take the wind out of its sails. Fear is the gatekeeper of our comfort zone. Number four, leave the echo chamber. Comfort loves the familiar. Growth demands a diversity of ideas, perspectives, and people, which means we need to explore beliefs that challenge our own. We need to seek out people who elevate our thinking to new heights, to the point where it feels like we're living a completely different life on a foreign planet, because we are suffocated by a constant echo chamber of comfort, where comfort is normalized, it is rewarded, it is promoted, it is embedded into society. But There is no evolution without exposure. All species on this planet that currently sit at the top of the food chain got in that position due to exposure. And the more exposure they saw, the more advanced that species became. If we want to break the addiction of comfort, we need to leave the echo chamber and expose ourselves to a new environment. One that demands we elevate our thinking to new heights. Number 5, fail forward. The need to constantly win is its own prison. True victory lies in shedding the fear of failure. Thomas Edison famously said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that don't work." There are many more ways to fail than there are to succeed. And because of this, we have to explore. We have to try. We need to take shot after shot after shot. And a majority of those shots will not slide into the goal, but that is exactly the reason we keep shooting. We increase our chances of success. There is no cap on the amount of failure we endure. It's limitless. We should wear it as a badge of honor. We should realize the more badges of failure, the more accompanying badges of success. We need to let every mistake be our teacher. We need to dive into new tasks, and not just for praise, but for wisdom. The goal is not perfection, it's progress, and progress is measured by failure. Number 6, make novelty non-negotiable. We should be scheduling monthly activities that make us a beginner again. That could be taking up a hobby that's alien to us. That could be finding something that makes us feel inept at first. And yeah, it's going to feel awkward. It's going to feel uncomfortable. But that's the point. The awkwardness is the point. It's neurogenesis in action, the process by which new neural pathways are formed in the brain. By intentionally seeking out novelty and embracing the discomfort it brings, we weaken the grip of comfort and we start to pave the way for personal evolution and expansion. When you have a child, two things are always on your mind: fun and safety. And Dabble and Dollop have helped in both areas. Our daughter used to dread bath time, but with Dabble and Dollop's delicious smelling 3-in-1 bubbles, body wash, and shampoo gels, we can get our daughter fresh and clean while she enjoys splashing and playing with bubbles, saving us a lot of tears and headaches. We also drop in a sweet smelling fizzy bath bomb for a pop of color, entertainment, and moisturization. While our daughter giggles and splashes her way through bath time, we take comfort in knowing we are using non-toxic, cruelty-free, dermatologist-tested, hypoallergenic products that help her feel and smell amazing. They even have Easter egg bottle toppers for your shampoos and conditioners that come in heavenly scents like honeydew, vanilla, and coconut that you can mix and match, which also lead to some fun and imaginative bath times. Dabble and Dollop has everything from bath time shampoos, bubble baths, body washes, conditioners, lotions and bath bombs, to bath toys and accessories, to sets that let you try out your favorite products. Visit dabblebath.com/motivated today to get 20% off your first order with us. That's dabblebath.com/motivated and get 20% off for being a listener of the Motivated Mind today. Number 7, aim high. I want you to ask yourself a question, and I want you to be honest with yourself. Do you feel like you've plateaued? For those of you shaking your head, here's what you can do to start climbing again, to reach that next summit. Set goals that unsettle you, and then double them. And don't just stop there, make it a habit. If your dreams don't both excite and frighten you, they're not big enough. Our dreams should give us a pit in our stomach. They should make us sweat. They should make us question if we can hit them. This is stretching. This is aiming high. All too often, we think small. And because we think small, we live small lives. Ambitious goals are the ultimate cure for complacency. Start thinking big. Because once you do, you start living big. Number 8, sprint, rest, repeat. Last month, I interviewed Dr. Cam Seppa, and he broke down the 5 foundational health behaviors. One of them was sleep, and the other was exercise, specifically sprinting. Well, that didn't just include physical exertion. It also encompassed mental sprinting as well. And that mental sprint is on the pavement of stress. Stress is essential to growth. But recovery is just as vital, which means alternating between all-out intensity and deep recovery. It means pushing ourselves to our limits, then retreating to reflect and recharge. Similar to building muscle, growth happens in the rest periods between work. This sprinting, resting, and repeating is how we break free from the inertia of comfort. And it propels us towards continuous growth and development. Number 9, master your emotions. Discomfort brings turbulent emotions, flooding our minds to the point where it rearranges the islands of reason and clarity. But we can channel these into fuel. Just like a dam channels millions of gallons of water into power. How? By reframing anxiety as anticipation. By transforming frustration into fascination. By seeing confusion as a catalyst for clarity. We need to learn to flip the script. Our natural wiring, our operating system, our OS, forces us to think the opposite. Which means we need to rewrite this code. We need to rewrite our script. We need to fight the immediate urge. We need to be intentional. And that intentionality starts with mastering our emotions. It starts with reframing and transforming our initial emotional responses into productive fuel. Number 10, develop self-awareness. Many of us think we've mastered self-awareness. To be exact, 95% of people think they're self-aware. However, only 10 to 15% really are. And here's why self-awareness is so critical to breaking the addiction of comfort. We need to know ourselves to free ourselves. And that exploration starts with reflecting on our motives. Because when we examine ourselves, we can map out where comfort specifically has a grip on our lives. And once this map is drawn with detail, we can break the grip of comfort. So, study yourself fiercely. Number 11, commit to transformation itself. listening to this episode isn't enough. 90% of people won't change a thing. And that's exactly what comfort wants, enticing us to remain stagnant and complacent. The addiction, it wants us to stay in the warmth of bed. It wants us to stay on that comfy couch. It wants us to stay nestled in our little nook in life. It wants us to stay with the familiar. But the only true currency of growth is decisive action. Knowing means nothing without doing. The doing is what allows us to defy the seductive pull of comfort. It allows us to trust our ability to adapt and grow. Without action, we fail to realize we have this power. And without the acknowledgement and proof of this, we stick to the drug of comfort. Action is Narcan for comfort. Number 12, baby steps and giant leaps. Baby steps serve as the building blocks for change. And when we take these small steps, they allow us to gradually acclimate to new challenges. So, start with small commitments. That could be a difficult conversation, a new class, a side project. They don't need to be monumental changes. We just need to focus on building the change muscle. And over time, our baby steps will compound, just like drops of water make a lake, or water rubbing up against a rough rock with enough consistency makes it smooth. With enough small steps, consistently, we have a life of giant leaps. What's more beneficial in any endeavor? A year of focused effort can counter a lifetime of comfort. Dedicate time to your ambitions. Push your way to the next level. Don't fall victim to the addiction of comfort. Sacrifice comfort for progress. This week's shout-out is by Gerald, who sent me a DM on Instagram. Been listening to you for more than a year now. Thank you so much for making an impact on my personal development journey. Just messaging you for you to know your efforts on your craft are very much appreciated. I want to do what you are doing, working on it. For an opportunity to be next week's shout-out, please leave an honest review on the podcast. Send me a DM on Facebook or Instagram. Who knows? You just might be the next shout-out. Thanks for listening to The Motivated Mind with your host, Scott Lynch. I hope you enjoyed my deep dive into the most addictive drug and how to overcome it. If you did, share it, shout it out on social media, or drop a rating and review. Stay connected with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Motivated Scott. Don't forget to join me every Monday and Thursday for new episodes. I love you all, and thanks so much for listening. The Motivated Mind is a Legacy Division.